Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. United have reportedly fended off interest from Real Madrid and Borussia Dortmund to seal the signing of Alejandro Garnacho. The 16-year-old rose through the Atletico youth ranks and has been tipped to have a very bright future. And according to reports, United have won the race to sign the young striker on a 5-year contract. Meanwhile, Sergio Romero could be sold by United this summer, with the Red Devils prepared to listen to offers for the goalkeeper. This is a boost to Chelsea and Aston Villa, both of whom have been linked with the 33-year-old Glovesman throughout the ongoing transfer window. According to reports, United Chiefs are willing to cash in on Romero before October's transfer deadline, as Dean Henderson has returned to Old Trafford for the new campaign. And finally, United have reportedly dropped plans to sign a striker that can lead the attack in favour of a backup option to support Anthony Martial. Last summer, United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer made the bold decision to sell Romelu Lukaku to Inter Milan and send Alexis Sanchez there on loan. By doing so, he placed his faith in Martial and Marcus Rashford to spearhead the United attack. And in the case of Martial, he justified Solskjaer's decision with 23 goals in all competitions. Despite his goals for United, some have argued that they still need a world-class striker if they want to win the Premier League title. In January, United were strongly linked with Erling Haaland and ultimately lost out to Dortmund. Tottenham's Harry Kane has long been on their radar, but persuading Daniel Levy to let his prized asset leave is a difficult task. While after two strong seasons with Wolves as well, Mexican Raul Jimenez has also been mentioned as a candidate. However, according to reports, United no longer want to replace Martial. It is said that they want a striker that can support Martial, especially with Odion Ighalo set to leave in the new year. That's all for now. We'll have more later.